This is the VOA Special English Development Report. The world has more than 6,000 million people. Almost half are under the age of 25. This year's World Population Day, on July 11th, dealt with the subject of young people and the problems many face. Poverty, crime, barriers to education and jobs, AIDS, the list goes on. A message from the United Nations Secretary General said the lives of young people are shaped by forces beyond their control. Yet today's young people also know more about the lives led by others their age around the world. Kofi Annan says that as a result, many are demanding action to narrow the divide between rich and poor. He says there is a clear need to answer the calls for measures to improve the lives of all. He says information and services related to sexual and reproductive health are especially important for youth empowerment. He noted that these are often overlooked. Kofi Annan says providing for young people is not just a moral duty, but an economic necessity. The United Nations Population Fund has estimated that about half of all unemployed people are between 15 and 24 years old. And it says many young people who do find work are trapped in low-wage jobs with few chances to learn skills. The Youth Employment Summit campaign was launched in 2002. This 10-year campaign, known as YES, aims to create programs and policies that lead to more jobs. Young activists lead the campaign with support from the UN Population Fund and other organizations. The next world meeting of the YES campaign will be held in September in Kenya. About 2,000 representatives from more than 120 countries are expected to attend. Half will be young people. The International Labour Organization says people younger than 16 should not work. But the ILO also says it recognizes this is not always possible. A family's economic survival may depend on the labor of its younger members. Still, the UN agency reported in May that child labor has decreased worldwide for the first time. The levels fell by an estimated 11% between 2000 and 2004. The report said the end of child labor is within reach, and it called on countries to work to end the worst forms of child labor within 10 years. This VOA Special English Development Report was written by Jill Moss.